This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Nothing by any means shall hurt you. Yes? No? So, but how do you lay hold of that? How do you lay hold of that? Do you break that down? Do you meditate on that? Do you truly believe that nothing? So when circumstances show up, have you actually measured this out? And how far have you measured it out? Because does this mean side effects to medication? Nothing. Nothing by any means shall hurt me. Does this mean traffic? Does this mean hurricanes? Does this mean coronavirus? So if we're saying this applies to everything, when those things show up, what's our response? Because your response is based off of what you believe. And if we haven't meditated this out, now Pastor Kurt and I did these little 4-minute videos and posted them on the YouTube page, right? On meditating the word. This would be a good one. We didn't do this one. We should do this one because I like listening to you meditate this one out. What it means to meditate is to mutter, to roll it over in your mind, and then you're going to actually make application. How does this apply to my life? Am I walking this out? Do I believe this? Because see, what happens is those are great words on a page. Sounds awesome. And then problems show up and we act like we have no authority and no power. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to respond? And what does it mean to have authority? What does it mean to have authority? You know, there's a level of confidence that you have when you know that you have authority. Okay, because if I show up somewhere and I'm just showing up as a citizen, I am much more timid about certain things that I do than if I've been called to respond as a member of the police department, right? So I got called out last night. There's blue lights and red lights everywhere. And I pull up, I park my car, I get out of my car. I'm with confidence. Why? Because I have the authority to be there. I have authority to be there. So if I need to cross that crime scene tape, the only thing I'm doing is giving my name. I have authority to cross that tape. Do you know most of you show up at that crime scene? Y'all are going to be standing on the other side of the road as a spectator. I'm not a spectator. I'm actively involved in it. Why? Because I have authority. So when you show up knowing that you have authority, there is confidence, and then you are becoming an active participant in it, not just a spectator of it. And when you walk in authority, you have been given authority. When I walk in and I have authority, I mean, I am explaining circumstances to things. I'm explaining what's going to happen. I'm giving people information. I'm providing peace to them in a bad situation. That's what I'm doing. And I have complete authority to do what needs to be done. But see, if I just show up and I'm like, hey, I care. I care about you. You need to back off because you don't have the authority to be here. Authority changes everything. Authority changes everything. And Jesus is the one who himself said, behold, I give you authority. So what? So when serpents or scorpions show up, what does that mean? Well, Pastor Kurt's been starting to delve into that a little bit at a time, but literally, this is whatever the devil's coming up with, whatever his weapon is, whatever his tactics are, anything that is the power of the enemy, you have authority over it. So when it starts to rear its ugly head at you, are you just backing down going, oh, I don't know? Or have you studied out the scriptures to get 3 to 7 scriptures that you stand confidently on that when this is starting to rear its ugly head, you say no. And I don't care how long it takes for me to get you out of my house. You're not staying. Okay. I don't know how many of y'all know the snake story. Y'all know the snake story? So my husband travels a lot. It's been so amazing having him home for the past couple months. I know that some people are just like, oh my goodness, we're all stuck at home. I am so excited. It's been amazing. But so one of my husband's trips, I'm not going to tell the whole story. I'm just telling the snake section. So I call my husband. It is 20 after 11. And my cats got out of bed. Why is this weird, you ask? Because my cats behave like dogs. So it's very suspicious. They're all down the end of the hallway. So by the grace of God, I had the wisdom to turn on the lights. So I turn on the lights, I grab my phone, and I walk down the hall to inspect what the cats are doing. Well, they are garrisoned about this little snake. And it's a snake, it's not a worm, it's a snake. It's a small snake, but it's a snake. Y'all getting this? It's a snake. And it's coiled up and it looks mad because 3 cats are garrisoned about it in a tactical, strategic, pouncing positions. And it's not a black snake because y'all say, oh, if it's a black snake, it's not a big deal. First of all, it's still a big deal. Second of all, it is in my house. And third of all, it's not a black snake. It's a snake. Now, what kind of snake? I don't know, because it's not a black snake, and a black snake's the only snake that I do know. And I don't want to make friends with snakes because snakes are not my friends. And I'm very proud of my cats for corralling this little thing. But now I don't know if it's dangerous, right? Because it's a snake and it's not a black snake. So what do? Call my husband, who is in Chicago and can't help. So he says, go get the sword. And it sounds like a good idea. Now, if he'd have said to go get a broom, that would have made more sense. But in our house, we reach for a sword. Now, the problem with a sword is that there are 3 cats garrisoned about the snake. Y'all following this? So now I have authority. It's in my house. And I could go back to bed right now because it's my house. But there's a snake in my house. So do you think I'm going to go put my head on a pillow? No. And I'm not leaving my cats out there. So now I have to corral 3 cats. Yeah. That was the first miracle that took place. And I trap the snake underneath a picture that was a thick canvas, you know, wooden frame. Stick that over it because it seemed logical at the time. He says, call Curtis. I said, it is 11:30 at night. I am not calling Curtis, but I could call the police department. He's like, you are not calling the police department over a snake. Now, I will have you know, I have done plenty of ride-alongs, and that would have been a legitimate call for 911. And he's like, you're not calling for a snake. And I'm like, it's a snake. It's in my house, and I'm not picking it up. And it's not a black snake. This is important. Because those of you who don't know, in Florida, we all know we have black racer snakes. They are not poisonous. They're theoretically helpful to have around. I don't like snakes. They startle me. So here's the deal. So the sword sounds like a good idea until you have 3 cats flailing around the house. And then, so I finally get the cats put away, and then I flip the frame over because now I can't see the snake. And it's shoved up in the corner of the frame. So I slide it out of the house. Okay, happy ending. But here's the thing. The thing is that with a snake actively in my house, I am, oh, by the way, it was a corn snake. They're all evidently also harmless too, but it looked like it could have been a pygmy rattlesnake. I'm just saying, I did a lot of research the following morning. And it had these little markings. Anyway. It was a harmless corn snake that did not belong in my house. It is not my pet. It's not welcome there. You understand? Any wild animals are only the ones that I bring in. But when we are given authority, we don't have to put up with the snake. We don't have to let things rule in our lives. And because it did not matter how long it took for that snake to get out of my house, I wasn't going to sleep until it was dealt with.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen.
And I'm Terry Owen.
We just wanted to thank you so much for listening to us over these last several months on the radio broadcast. But unfortunately, this is going to be our last radio broadcast. But we are so grateful for however you've been listening to us, for giving us your ear and allowing us to come into your life.
It's an honor and a privilege to us to be able to teach you the Word of God. You know, it's our heart's desire that everyone walk in all that the blood of Jesus purchased for them, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially.
Now, you can continue to listen to us. You can go to KurtOwen.com, and there's also a lot of messages that you have not heard that are part of a podcast. Anything that you have heard that you want to listen to again is going to also be on there as well. Not only that, I know you've been enjoying Pastor Terry and everything that she's been ministering about COVID-19. And if you are not part of a local church and you are in the Treasure Coast area, we encourage you to go to Real Life Port St. Lucie or to Real Life Clewiston. Pastor Terry obviously is in Real Life Port St. Lucie. And you can continue to hear all of her services in their entirety by going to reallifepsl.com, and they're all archived there. Now, we want to remind you that one of the reasons that we've taught you the way that we have is because we believe that the Word of God will change your life forever. We believe the Word of God reveals to us who Jesus is. And it is the first step in having an intimate personal relationship with Him. And that should have been an undercurrent to everything that you've heard from us over these 200 broadcasts. You know, you've heard us talk about how to hear from God, and you should hear from God because Jesus is in love with you. And we've talked about knowing and believing God's love. It's not enough just to know about it, but it's also you have to begin to believe it. We talked to you about why do bad things happen in people's lives, that God is not the cause of it. God is not the cause of birth defects. God is not the cause of all the calamities. God is not the cause of you losing your loved ones. That's not Him, and we've proven that to you scripturally. Now, we also want to encourage you because we've talked about the importance of the local church, that the local church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. Because of that, we want to encourage you to get into a local church that is teaching you and reaffirming these same things to you. If you are not hearing the truths of the Word of God, if you're not hearing about God's love, if you're not being taught practically how to walk in the Word of God, it is time for you to find another church.
You know, it's a funny thing because as we got started, you know, Pastor Kurt had taught me how to come up into ministry and things like that. And in there, he always teaches all of the ministers who he's licensed and ordained in ministry to teach at a fifth grade level, because it's not that we don't have bigger words in our vocabulary. It's that everybody who hears us needs to be able to take the Word of God and do it. And so we're looking for practical application. And so our heart's desire is for you to be fed the Word of God and to be able to live it.
Now, whether you're listening to us at KurtOwen.com or RealLifePSL.com, or you're in a very strong local church, make sure you're feeding on the Word of God in a regular basis. Now, if you go to KurtOwen.com, make sure to subscribe. You'll be able to hear about all of our exciting meetings coming up, and we're going off of radio to go on to television. But until then, you can continue to hear these messages absolutely free because our partners make that possible.
And we want to invite all you ladies out there that we're having our ladies retreat on June 11th, 12th, and 13th. And you are invited to come and join us, whether it's live or virtually. But we're going to ask you to contact us at connect@reallifefl.com so that you can let us know if you're interested in attending.
Thank you very, very much. And we hope you never, ever forget that Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers